Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 24th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Complete revascularization timing in Saint segment elevation, myocardial infarction, and multivessel disease with heart failure. The OPTION STEMI trial. The OPTION STEMI trial found an ongoing clinical uncertainty regarding the optimal timing of complete revascularization in patients with Saint segment elevation, myocardial infarction, and multivessel disease complicated by heart failure. This study established a direct comparison of immediate versus staged complete revascularization during the index admission. The trial's design rigorously evaluated fractional flow reserve-guided complete revascularization for non-infarct-related arteries in this high-risk cohort. Article number 2. 24-hour hypothermic oxygenated perfusion preserves graft viability in a porcine DCD and DBD heart transplant model. The study found that 24-hour hypothermic oxygenated perfusion, HOPE, successfully preserved graft viability in a porcine heart transplant model. This innovative approach extended preservation time up to 24 hours for both donation after circulatory death, DCD, and donation after brain death, DBD, donor hearts. HOPE demonstrated efficacy in mitigating organ injury, which is a known risk associated with prolonged standard static cold storage exceeding 4 to 5 hours. Article number 3. Long-term effects of medical therapy pre- and post-pulmonary endarterectomy insights from the UK Curate Registry. The UK Curate Registry revealed limited and conflicting evidence regarding the use of pulmonary hypertension, PH, medical therapy as a bridge to pulmonary endarterectomy, PEA, for chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension, CTEPH. The study also demonstrated an absence of consensus on criteria for continuing or restarting PH medical therapy postoperatively. The registry provided crucial data on the characteristics and long-term outcomes of patients receiving PH bridging therapy, along with identifying characteristics of residual PH post-PEA. Article number 4. Association of pre-transplant torictinovirus load with early post-transplant outcomes in lung transplant recipients, a multicenter cohort study. A multicenter cohort study involving 334 adult first-time lung transplant recipients established that pre-transplant torictinovirus (TT5) load is a significant factor in early post-transplant outcomes. This study demonstrated the relevance of TT5 levels, recognized as a surrogate marker of net immunosuppression, for lung transplantation patient care. The primary endpoint investigated was infection within 3 months, with plasma samples systematically collected immediately prior to transplantation. Article number 5. Residual left atrial versus wave predicts clinical outcome of transcatheter edge-to-edge mitral valve repair. The study found that a residual left atrial LAV wave predicts the clinical outcome following transcatheter edge-to-edge mitral valve repair, MTEER. This investigation involving 299 patients demonstrated that monitoring LA pressure intraprocedurally effectively complements echocardiographic assessments of residual mitral regurgitation. The presence of a residual LA versus wave provides crucial prognostic information for MTEER success and patient outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.